ladies and gentlemen, it's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 9/17/2021. It's a Friday night show. Now, it's just real interesting. Stuff's starting to get really wild. Now, I was, let me just read this right here. This is out of Ezekiel 38, and it's the one I always go to. And in Ezekiel 38, basically the Lord is saying, you know, son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him. And anybody who's out there in the Blue Lodge, they know who Tubal, T-U-B-A-L, Cain, Tubal Cain is, okay? And I'm not in the Blue Lodge, but I'm just trying to tell you I know about that. But anyway, and say, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses, horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. I think that's armor. I think that's armored tanks, to be honest. If you could see that through the glass darkly, through the looking glass, you know. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands, the house of Togarmah of the north quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Well, Gomer is part Germany, part France, Brother Quayle used to tell me. And then he said years ago, if you recall, Steve said this probably, I don't know, back in the 90s, all right, mid to late 90s. That's how long we've been talking about this, trying to warn you about it. But anyway, he said that at a certain point in time, that Germany and France would not be on the side of the United States. Well, the French have just taken back they just took back their ambassador to the United States, to the main embassy. So that's kind of interesting, all right? And then Germany is deep into the Russians, as well as France is, for the oil and the natural gas, all right? So it's kind of going along that way. Be thou prepared and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be a guard unto them. And after many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. Okay. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. Now here's the part I was getting to, but I always like to read what the scripture says, rather than just interpret it. Thus saith, this verse 10, chapter 38, Ezekiel, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also, meaning all this stuff is going to happen, I just read, but it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think a thought, an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. Now, let me just tell you this. I got a, let's just say it's an anecdote. That's a cool word these days. But that also means, well, that's not science. Well, anyway, let's just say that I heard from a good source And this person was at a, let's say, a rural farm supply store in western New York, northwestern New York, or western New York, let's just say. And they're buying chickens, little chicks, for whatever they are, 19 cents, I think they, and he was going to buy 20 or 30 of them. And while he's there, there's this guy, kind of a big guy, you know, but looking like he's from the country and all that, he says, "Where'd you get those boots?" And this guy that my source says, "Well, I got them from the U.S. military when I was in there. They were combat boots, right? Tactical boots." And so the guy says, "Oh, I see you're buying chickens." And this guy had a wad of money in his shirt pocket, like a big wad of money, all right? And he's there, and he's eyeballing. He says, "Well, I see that you're buying chickens. I just bought 350 of them somewhere in the past at 25 cents a chicken, and I may be going to buy some more." And here's the key. My source says the guy spoke English pretty well. And then as he got talking faster, they were going back and forth, you know, talking about this or that or the other. As he going faster, the guy's Russian accent popped out. And here's the deal. This is Spetsnaz with his Spetsnaz cash pay. Obama hired Spetsnaz, I think a couple battalions of them, and stationed them all around the United States, and they're still here. Some of them married American women, you know, bought houses, all kind of stuff. Out there around the airport there in Colorado and stuff. Down in around Fort Hood and all that. Down in the Uaris in the Uari Mountains in North Carolina. Some of the oldest mountains in the world. Or in the United States, anyway. Hello to all them old people down there in Troy. Anyway. And Pinehurst. But all of the speech was real good until he started talking faster. And then it became sort of like, you know, the classic Russian accent. So my buddy said, "Uh-oh, this guy's a Ruski," and there it is. So what I wanted to tell you is this. The Spetsnaz are out in the countryside. They're getting paid big. He's got a big wad of money in his pocket because he's making probably $100,000 a year plus housing allowance, plus travel allowance, plus food allowance, okay? He's being paid in cash, all right? And he's getting paid, but he's just taking the cash out with not a problem at all. And he is now out hunting on behalf, I allege, on behalf of the DIA, DHS, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA. He's hunting on behalf of the Biden regime, which may have in the back cockpit seat of the limousine, still may have the Joker Tut Obama in the background, possibly. Remember how Joker Tut, Valerie, but J.J. Jarrett, you know? They were living there. She lived in the house with Obama and his wife, or whoever he is or she is, in Calorama. You know, the mansion there in Calorama, all right? And that they were going to, from behind the scenes, call some of the shots. And they may have been, may still be. Although the Joker Tut has pretty much moved to the island, you know, Martha's Vineyard. Of course, he's got houses a lot of places. Now, but here's the deal. There's the ones going up to take the spoil, to take the prey. I've always said it's the Russians. Could also be the Chinese, because they're around too. Around also. They're around throughout the countryside. It's not a case of invasion, although it could be at some point. It's that they're already here. Already here. So what's going on is in that area of New York, which is a more patriotic area, let's say, this guy is out hunting Christian patriot preppers. So he's hanging out at, I don't know what you call them, Farman Fleet stores or Countryway, Countryside stores or the TSC stores or whatever the heck they are. You know, there's different names in different places. Or Dobbs Bargain Town, you know, all kind of places like that out in the exurbs of the country where you can go in and get you something, you know. Get your shotgun shells or hip waders or feed for your chickens or ivermectin for your horse, okay? Or for, you know, ivermectin for you. And so what these guys are doing, they're out hunting and looking for who's coming in. So he sees his, what he thinks is his slickery way. He says, oh, where'd you get those boots, you know? Well, they're military boots, and they're broken in good, you know. Somebody broke them in good, and so he's looking at them, and he uses that as his entree boot to question you, you know, or to question a person. So what I'm going to try to tell you, I know a lot of people, the minute somebody starts talking about, well, by golly, I've got my guns all set. I just got me another 10,000 rounds of ammo. Oh, you know what I mean? I just bought me a whole bunch of stuff. You don't want to be doing that anymore. You do not need to look for vindication for what you're doing. This thing is getting so bad, we're at a tipping point, all right? And I was told that the tipping point is really starting to tip. In areas, let's just say areas in Texas and areas where there's been already problems with, say, the storms and all of that kind of thing and all the rain and the flooding, probably in Louisiana, different places too. And then even with that now, all over the United States with this mandate crap that Red China Joe, he took $1.45 billion, don't you know, allegedly through his son, allegedly he took it. That's enough to buy a goofball from Rehoboth Beach. Red China Joe, the communist Chinese president. General Milley, the communist Chinese pink jockstrap piece of crap traitor. I'm going to tell you what. They need to arrest Fauci right now for allegedly, according to, I went back and looked. There's like 900 pages of documents that The Intercept, which is a publication, got under a Freedom of Information Act that proved, and see, this was all over the TV 2-3 weeks ago, but now it's gone, and Fauci's still spouting the crap. Fauci created and funded this Wuhan lab to create gain of function on the COVID, what became the COVID-19 virus, and probably all the variations. And I've been telling you on this show since 2005 when the old river pirate spotted down in Berea, Kentucky, red Chinese soldiers in khaki pants with white tennis shoes and a green shirt or just a white t-shirt. And then the officers had the Ron John Surf Shop and this Surfer Joe Shop and all this kind of cool clothes on. And they went into the McDonald's there, and I know where it's at. It's by the hotels, stuff in Berea. I think there's like a Holiday Inn and a couple other, you know, different motels. And there's a McDonald's and different restaurants through there. And they all came back, and they carried all these sacks full of burgers for the boys in the white van that were sitting along the edge of the white van. They opened the back doors, and there was the Chinese soldiers in civilian clothes, running shoes, and khaki pants, and nice little clean T-shirts, and they gave it to them. And then when the old river pirate gave him the hairy eyeball, I said, what the heck are you guys doing over there? Then he went on into the motel, the hotel Holiday Inn, whatever it was, and with his wife, and they got up to a second floor, or third floor, wherever it was at, on the elevator. They get out there, and there's the Mr. Red Chinese Kung Fu security guy with the hard look, all right? So they had the card key and all that bit. He handed it to the wife, says, you go on in there and take the bags. I might be a couple minutes here, but you don't open the door unless you hear me. And then all of a sudden, the red Chinese security man says, uh-oh, this old man might want to fight, you know? And I'm going to tell you what, I don't care how kung fu the guy was, and how old or, you know, infirm a certain tough veteran might be at a time, I guarantee you that the old Chinese man would have been put in his own Chinese sling and had his neck broke in about 30 seconds. Because that's how tough the river pirate is and was, all right? So the guy decided he didn't want no part of it and then went back to a stairway that he probably stuck up earlier. And came on up there after he heard where they were going to go. All right? So that was a time when they were going through, I guarantee you, caves down in Kentucky. To find what? Bat guano. Bats and bat guano, you see. And then after that in 2007, and now that we started seeing the white nose syndrome in our bats, in caves in Kentucky and West Virginia and Ohio and Virginia and Pennsylvania, were starting to die from some new virus called white nose syndrome in the bats. So Fauci and all this crew and all these Chinese have been working this for years. The red Chinese are the hammer for the New World Order crowd to reduce the surplus population of planet Earth down to 500 million. But at the same time, at a different level of the Luciferian chessboard, you will see elements of the U.S. military or the U.K. or the Australian military. Not the French, though. The French are mad, you see. That they are supposedly opposing the Chinese. Meanwhile, the president, commander-in-chief, took $1.45 billion, don't you know, through his old son, who blows straws, blows dust out of straws and ink to make the new pictures, because $1.45 billion is an initial down payment, you see, but you got to get lumps of, you know, $100 million here and $1 million there and $5 million here and there and the other. Because you got a brother, allegedly, and you got a son, allegedly, and you got ex, you got wives, and you got all kind of beach properties and stuff. And then do you think that Joe and Hunter, you know, do you think that the $1.45 billion, that was kosher? I don't think so. Because they bought a president, allegedly. And here's where we're at. So all of these mandates, all this stuff, people are starting to lose their jobs. Hospitals in Houston and all over the country, are the nurses, the doctors, some of them, a certain percentage of them, a large percentage of good, smart RNs, LPNs, and smart doctors are saying, we're not going to get the shot. At the same time, they're losing good-paying jobs, where we don't know where they're going to be able to get them. And in the midst of all of that, Biden jamming it down and going to jam it for the military, but not the postal union, not the post office. They don't have to do it, nor does Congress, you see. Congress and its staff, they don't have to get the jab. Well, they ought to get old Pelosi and give her three behind the eyeball, give her a booster right off the bat. Maybe that would jumpstart her. Maybe they can take some of the Regeneron that Red China Joe is withholding from Florida. He's rationing it now in Florida because they set up clinics to use Regeneron instead of going with all the vaccines. The monoclonal antibody. And I know somebody in Florida down there that they took it because they were in dire straits. They took it and recovered. Okay? And the other people in the family had the COVID too, and they had a little tough time, but not as much. But this stuff is real. Don't get the thing, well, by golly, there's nothing there. The death rate is still less than 1%, which flu, regular flu, is more than that. But then you never know what anything is anymore because it all recombines this way, that way, the other way. But now, in the midst of all of that, Biden is withholding Regeneron from Florida. Because DeSantis, you see, he's going to do everything in his power, you see, Biden is, as he stated the other day, to remove these two governors, these governors, these Republican governors who are in your way. He's going to remove them out of your way, all right? So what's he going to do? He's going to do everything he can, and now he's going to kill people in Florida. Joe Biden, Red China Joe, by removing the Regeneron, is going to kill people in Florida by pushing the vaccines, which have pegylated lipids in it. Pegylated, P-E-G-Y-L-A-T-E-D, for all the 30 pieces of silver crew. Look up pegylated lipids. The ones that are in the Pfizer and maybe the Moderna are made by a corporation in Red China called Sinopeg, S-N-I-N-O-Peg, and that's according to Karen Kingston, who is an analyst for the pharmaceutical industry, who read all of the information, patents, and all of the filings for all the countries from the United States, from Europe, from Japan, from different countries in China. She read all of the information of what's in the Pfizer or the Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson or whatever the vaccine is. Pegylated lipids, graphene oxide, which moves throughout your body into all the organs, and it is encapsulated and will hold a bioelectric charge. If that bioelectric charge is changed to a positive charge in that encapsulated, pegylated lipid encapsulation, it will then turn on the graphene oxide, which is a poison, and it will start the cytokine type storm, and will begin to systematically and quickly annihilate all of the tissue in the organs and in the places in the body that it's at, like the brain, the heart, the lungs, the kidneys, the liver, the reproductive organs, all of it. And they will sit on TV and they will lie to you. Your doctor will lie to you, unless he's a good doctor. And then even if he's a good doctor, but he wants to keep his job, he can't say a dadgum thing, or if he hints around the edges, because he likes you, even that's dangerous. And a lot of doctors have had to change locations, you see. I know of one doctor who took the first shot. He got so bad off, he didn't want a second shot, believe you me. He barely didn't die after the first one. And then they wanted to force him to take the second shot. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is getting at a tipping point. When you start losing large percentages of the nurses, of the truck drivers can't drive the produce or the raw materials of the food to the producers, the people in the canning factories and all of that, the butcher shops, and then they can't get it to the wholesaler, and then they can't get it from the wholesaler to the grocery store or to the restaurant, and then you can't go in a lot of places into a restaurant unless you've got the vax card. You see, New York, L.A., wherever it might be, and a lot of other places, too. You can't go to the ball game. You can't go here. So what they're doing is Red China Joe, the Chinese communist president of the United States, allegedly bought and paid for by the $1.45 billion and more, and it's also alleged that Red China Joe and his family, allegedly, you know how he's been pushing to go to the battery, the electric cars, the lithium-ion battery cars, you see? Well, allegedly, Red China Joe, some way or another, allegedly owns about 10% of the lithium mining concerns that the lithium mining Red Chinese firms. So that's why you got to get everybody out of Afghanistan, you see, quickly, and you got to leave Bagram without destroying it. You leave the thing in Kabul without destroying it. You leave Kandahar without destroying it. Billions and billions and billions of dollars of infrastructure and equipment. You equip the proxy army of the Pakistanis, who are a proxy of the Red Chinese. And then you allow then the Red Chinese to move on in. They've already been mining the lithium while U.S. soldiers guaranteed their safety. But now they're going to get to come all in, get the lithium. They're going to get the gold, which there's a lot of gold in Afghanistan. Iron ore, uranium, you know, all kind of stuff. And the second largest undeveloped oil and natural gas reserves on the planet. So, consequently, Red China Joe made sure that the Chinese can walk right in. And then now, he's starting to get everybody in America is getting on, or they're trying to put you onto the Chinese Communist Party social type of credit social rating system. But when you start seeing people losing their jobs, when you start seeing all kind of crap going on, when you start seeing Red China Joe probably using his own harp for the sake of climate change, you know, to create storms and to amp up the storms and to drive them into coastlines, all right? When we haven't even paid off the last stuff from the Texas coastline and the West Louisiana coastline, the Lake Charles area, from the last one, and then we hit them again. Now we've hit them again with another rain event. And now you got them back up in New York and New Jersey where Sandy was and on up into New England. So he's going to do that. If you've ever seen the movie Geostorm, you will understand how this stuff works and how they have gone in that movie. They went in to do it to disrupt the weather everywhere, to cause really wild weather, to create a scenario where somebody else could take over, you see. So that's what's going on. Most people aren't even aware you can control the weather. I can remember years ago when the chemtrails first started coming out, and when you would get out in the morning, you get out 6 o'clock in the morning, and your car and the house and the patio furniture will be covered by all these polymer spider webs. And I remember back then how people took that stuff and took it to labs, and they found out it had Pseudomonas fluorensis in it. It had different types of pseudopneumonia. You see what I'm saying? Viral kind of stuff that was weird. It had parts of prehistoric black mold. And then you would also see chips of the rose quartz in those chemtrails. And you would see jet fuel and all kind of weird stuff. And then I can also remember when that first started out, I remember driving down a street and all of a sudden on a four-lane or six-lane, you know, like basic big suburban, you know, street, not a highway or expressway or anything, but just a big commercial street. And I was looking ahead and all of a sudden I saw this big white glob that was about 3, 4, 5, you know, maybe 4 foot around and irregular shaped, drop right on the street in front of a car, and the guy slammed on his brakes. And I said, well, maybe that's somebody dumped the blue ice out of an airline, you know. The airlines fly over there. But as I looked at it, I looked in the sky, there were all the chemtrails, and they used to do the X's and O's in those days. They were real cutesy. And you might have 6, 7 jets doing it at the same time, spraying. And I looked at her and saw that stuff, and I said, oh, boy, I bet that's got some of it. And what it was is there was one of the Venturis of the sprayers was probably plugged up, and then all of a sudden they pushed a button or something, and it shot out a big gob of it, okay? And during that time period, for those who don't know, and the young people are now listening to this show, back then in the school system, in the Kansas City metro area and all the schools, there was some kind of a weird flu, a weird virus, upper respiratory virus, they called it, upper respiratory virus, and it was keeping kids out of school. There was about a 30%, 30 to 40% rate of absenteeism in the schools. The parents were getting it. Everybody was getting this upper respiratory infection. I remember Brother Quayle got it, and he had his for like 6, 7, 8 weeks. I remember the River Pirate, and this is about the same time, by the way, about the same time back then, when the River Pirate, after being down there in Berea and identifying the Chinese biochemical teams, the bat teams, you know, going through the caves just for tourism. You know what I mean. Looking for bat guano, that he got some kind of an upper respiratory infection, which as he got back to his home from being on vacation, he got sicker than a dog and he had to go to the hospital for a weird upper respiratory infection. I remember people, just a lot of people that you knew had it, and they were on this antibiotic or that antibiotic and a third course and a fourth course, and none of them was working. So they were working back then Pseudomonas fluorescens, Pseudomonas incognitus. They even sprayed a town down in southern Missouri. And the townspeople got mad and went up there and said, what are you doing spraying all this crap? Well, it's to test, and, you know, it's for Fort Leonard Wood and bop, 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 and all that. But you see, this has been going on a long time. And the whole idea is all tied up with the New World Order people, the Luciferian people that run the world, the big money groups that are Luciferians that answer to fallen angels and Lucifer himself. And they want to destroy about 70 to 90% of the population of planet Earth. And they want to do that so that Lucifer, they think, is going to be able to steal a lot of souls and gain that devil power, you see. And then when he comes back, he's going to try to counterfeit the life of Lord Jesus as the Messiah, you see. And now you got people like Austin, and you got people like Millie, you see. Red China Millie. He's going to take the football away from Trump and make sure that he's the one in the loop. And he went down every single person in the loop on the football and the nuclear code stuff to where if the president orders a strike, it goes through a certain chain to activate it quickly. And he told him, I'm in the loop before you do anything. Well, that's being a traitor. That is a court-martialable offense. Calling your adversary and telling him, before we attack you, I'll give you a call. That is called treason. Get this man, put him on the court-martial, arrest Fauci, get the evidence from the 900 pages of the FOIA, prove that he lied to Congress on numerous occasions, and that he is like a Joseph Mengele, an angel or a demon of death, Fauci. And if we don't see that happen, oh, you got the big bone, didn't you? Oh, one of the attorneys for Hillary Clinton, he got indicted by Bull Durham, Bull Durham, Bull Durham came out of the bullpen. But it's still Bull Durham is Bull Shiite. Bull Durham is Bull Shiite. And the, you know who did that? That's an AI. Just said, let's give him a bone, okay? And make him think that QAnon is right, that more is to come, and Durham is going to indict Hillary Clinton and indict all these people and this one and that one and the pedophiles and all the stuff. He ain't going to do Jack Doodley squat. Because as this stuff gets closer to the bone, as Biden gets stymied, as you see now about 11 to 12,000 people under the International Bridge in Del Rio, and most of them are Haitians from Haiti. Well, that'll be real interesting. So now they can bring their little voodoo stuff and, you know, Buradinga dust, and they can really start to make some zombies, can't they? But see, those people are going to take the places and work your job after you won't take a vaccine. Well, then, by golly, we've got a Haitian, or we got an Afghani, or we've got a Guatemalan, or we have a Honduran to take your place right now. All right? So this is getting to like a peace officer, let's say, in Texas told me, that we're so close to the tipping point, you can't believe it. So close to the tipping point. And in the schools and all the places, they're saying that the problem in the schools is white parents, white children. So you got to get rid of all the white people, all right? But then Larry Elder is a white supremacist, you see. These son of a bucks, these are evil people that are involved in this great reset. Build them back better. That's the great reset. The Davos, Switzerland crew. May Lord Jesus right now, Lord Jesus, send your archangels. Strike these tares down. Go to them tonight, Lord Jesus. Make them fear for their lives and their beds in Zurich and Munich and Frankfurt and Paris and New York and London town and Riyadh and Shanghai up on the penthouse there. Make it quiver a little bit so that some Lee crap comes out of the backside of one of the hot dogs, you know? Lord Jesus, send your archangels and start to jerk the tares, because I think we're at the place. I think, as you said, Lord, we're already in the beginning of sorrows. We're transitioning and moving into something else. And I'm going to tell you, you got Cumbre Vieja still shaking, still got some problems. They even talked about it on Fox News. Brett Baer, the top correspondent, you see, the new nightly anchor of News Anchor. Oh, there's been some volcanic shakes and quakes in La Palma, and there was a quake that blew back in 1950, and blah, blah, blah. But they never said one iota of a word about the potential if the Cumbre Vieja shelf drops off into the ocean, and all of a sudden you got a 100 to 300 foot high tsunami wave traveling at 500 miles per hour that would kill approximately, according to estimates, 65 million people on the east coast of the United States. Let's say you're sitting there and you're on the cyclone at Coney Island. And you look out there and all of a sudden you see, oh my Lord, there's a wave. That wave is taller than the cyclone. And you're saying, uh-oh, throw your hands in the air like you don't care, baby, because that's going to be it. And let's say that that wave crashes in and goes into Battery Park or goes up the rivers and all the different stuff, comes into all of the different Jersey Shore and all the things. Maryland, Maine, you know, Massachusetts, all the way up and down the line, Rhode Island, Florida, and it goes in, let's say that wave goes in 50 to 60 miles. How many people live there? About 65 million or something like that, maybe 90 million, but some people will survive and get out. Now, I'm not here to say that's going to happen tonight or tomorrow or everything, but it could. And I'm going to tell you, if the HARP or one of the other 70 of one of the other of the total of 72 atmospheric heaters, ionospheric heaters, scalar generators, Tesla, you know, howitzers, whatever you want to call them, okay? RF fields with the large power source, whatever it is you want to call all that stuff. 72 of them controlled by the United States, but controlled. And remember during the Obama, the Joker Tut administration, I told you that I had sources that said that the Joker Tut opened up and brought in the British, the French, and even the Russians in to assist in targeting things with the HARP. Things even in the United States to cause storms, to cause destruction. Why? To sell this climate change baloney. And even if there is climate change and all of that, you do not have to help it. You do not have to exacerbate it. You do not have to fake it. Let it do it of its own accord. We don't need 75 below chill factors or 90 below chill factors or snow in the Keys. We don't need a total drought in from Oregon on down and into Nevada and Idaho, all that. We don't need a drought out there. Let the rain rain. Of course, you created the tidal wave that overwhooped the nuclear power plant, the Daiichi power plant in Japan and ruined their economy. Meanwhile, the Red Chinese had built all these cities up ready. They were going to have the Chinese or the Japanese come over if need be, if their whole thing was radioactive, you see. And the Ronnie Ray gun that was supposed to be have been fitted with ray gun weapons, laser weapons, particle beam, microwave weapons, back in the day, rail guns, all of that stuff, back when it was built, but then that was canceled by George Herbert Walker Poppy Arbusto. We were supposed to already have that. Now, the UK's putting laser weapons and stuff on their ships and on their vessels, all their different stuff. We've had it for years. We had it back in the 70s. Because we were trying to install the particle beam weapons on the moon, in the moon bases, when during the Battle of the Harvest Moon, the Soviets had the cosmospheres that were manned, and they had their particle beam weapons and went in and whoosh, 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 took out our stuff. Battle of the Harvest Moon. And then they called the tune. And now it was built back up. And then you got traitors like Milley. Put that man on a court martial. If he comes out and he says that they're innocent, or you could come up with some kind of bullcrap that says it's all standard, you know, this, that, and the other. But I'm going to tell you what ain't standard. You're going down and saying, do not listen to what Trump has to say, the President of the United States has to say, about ordering a strike. They've got to clear that with me before you do it. He ain't in that chain of command. He's an advisor to the president. So now you're back to the Kennedy days, where the chairman of the Joint Chiefs was allegedly back then one of the participants in the cabal that at the orders of the Federal Reserve Bank stockholders and the Rothschilds and all of those people, and the people that also were highly invested in what Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex, okay? And even back then, we already were going into space, and in the 50s and early 60s, we had flying saucers that, according to people in the programs back then, that were able to do 15,000 miles an hour in the 50s. And they even show you, you can see photographs of a big one and a small one. But they had a fuselage of like a, fuselage of a B-17 or a BUP or whatever. But then they had the big circular thing. But they had perfected it back then. The Germans had the Hannibal. Boo 1 and 2 back in the 30s. I've seen the video of it taking off. When they go to the moon, you look at the picture of the moon, there is a giant craft, which is probably a Hannibal 3 or 4. Those pictures, you can look up moon pictures, and you can see stuff in Mars pictures. You can see stuff you can't believe. So, I was looking at Brother Quayle's site. He's got a story here. Breaking. Buy 100 days of food now. Shipping prices are about to go parabolic. Cost of food exploding. Okay? Well, it is. It's going to get worse. Don't wait for the price of something to come down, because it ain't coming down. Ammo ain't all of a sudden going to go back to a $10 a brick, you know, for a 22. If you can even find the ammo for your firearm, then that's great. But you're going to need food, and you're going to need water, because Brother Quayle, once again, is right on the money. I'll tell you what, you just go to oldstevequayle.com, and you look at the stories, and you look at all the stuff that he's got there, his extinction protocols. Get the DVD set. Show it to your family. Order one for the local library. Order one for your church. Let them look at it. In case the minister is liable to throw it away. Mega drought, vanishing waters. And then with Steve Quayle, you better take advantage of any special he's got on the books. You want to get kids' eyes wide and get them interested in learning about things and getting it from a biblical perspective. Giants. Aliens, fallen angels, you know, weather wars, all the books that Steve's done, Xenogenesis, Under the Ice, Empire Beneath the Ice, Premise of the Promise, you know, I mean, it's just like all the different fantastic stuff that Brother Quayle has put out over the years. Get you a copy of it so you understand what's going on, why you still can. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk on the air, striking blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and warning the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see. I'm not here to bring along the new guy that much, you know. That's not my thing, to lower down my stuff and to argue and, you know, get, no. I'm here to state it out the way I was told to do it. And I've been as obedient as I possibly can to the Lord Jesus on that matter, and I'm still here 17 years later plus, okay? You want to keep me on the air? I hope you do. Anything is most needed, most wanted. A little bit of silver, silver dollar, silver ounce, dime, silver dime or quarter, 10th ounce of gold, whatever it might be, an ounce of gold. Federal Reserve notes. Those are the easiest. Federal Reserve are the metals. Take a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless you all out there. Now, I wanted to also say again tonight, Lord Jesus, if you will touch Trey, I got a sense, if you will touch Trey right now, Lord, he's got the COVID. If you will touch him, and if you will give him a medical miracle, and also Jarhead, if you'll give him a medical miracle, they're in the same household. Lord Jesus, will you restore him back to health? Give him a medical miracle. And Lord Jesus, for Cressa, will you go to Cressa right now? Go to Cressa out in Iowa. Go to Cressa, and if you will touch her, Lord Jesus, will you give her a medical miracle? Will you remove the problem that is there and make it dissipate? Will you remove the pain and restore her to full health and function? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And also all the same people I talked about last night. Anita. Lord Jesus, will you give Anita a medical miracle? Mina, will you give her medical miracles? Our brother in Beatrice, we give him medical miracles. Our Mars Hill gang, we give him miracles in terms of recuperation. To B and E of B, we give them medical miracles. And oh Lord, there's so many of them, I can't think of all the names and all the people that call in. Oh, my brother Bob up on the hill that overlooks paradise. Touch him right now, Lord Jesus. Touch him right now and give him a medical miracle and remove that system. Remove the problem out of his body. Anyway. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus, and people, I would tell you that you need to prepare. It looks like Biden is being stymied by the FDA and on the boosters and all of that. But why do they want to give the booster? Although, listen, did you see what they did? They allowed it for everybody over 60. They want to kill the old people, you see. They want to get the old people off the Medicare or the Medicaid or whatever. They want to kill the old people so that the new tax rate can steal all their money. Because Biden's trying to get the new taxes on there where you have the death tax again. Where you can't get rid of, you know, if you got a farm or you got a small business, You can't let your people inherit it because they're going to tax the whole estate. And then they're going to give those new Obamacare or Bidencare to all of the new refugees. 208,000 in the month of August, just down through the southern border. No telling how many came in the West Coast ports or the East Coast ports or the southern ports in the Chinese shipping containers that the snakeheads bring in. No telling how many red Chinese soldiers are in the United States and spies. There were thousands and thousands and thousands of spies. Several battalions of Russian Spetsnaz. They're special forces to where you have a twin in that. You just don't fight, you know, till somebody wins and says, Mate or uncle. And then you get, no, you fight and you have to kill somebody to get in their special forces. You got to kill your twin or somebody else you're matched with in the training. Do you think they're going to really just be really scared of General Milly Milly and Willy Nilly and this and that and the other woo-woo? Or they're going to be scared of people that go through boot camp or basic training and they have to get passes to where they can reset themselves. They get a pass and a timeout to reset themselves and to reflect on the mistakes they made. Rather than the DI's number 12 Brogan right up your backside. Training you to be tough. Training you to go and be willing to fight for America. Don't go into their loose gray and knife out of fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family and your home, your Bill of Rights, your job. The tipping point is near. The tipping point is near. Don't get caught watching the paint dry. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemy of Lord Jesus and America. You might try to keep the Chinese busy. You see, with the three gorges, maybe we can send some of our troops over there on a UN mission to kind of take over their area. What do you think? Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. Go see Lieutenant Hannah. Pick your lapel, baby. Stay on the optics and squeeze. And the Lord protect you from them. Road and track, the Muay Thai games. Keep doing them pull-ups, boys, but do the mental pull-ups to your mathematics and science.